B'tochen for Life, Shir number 107, Thursday, Parshas Korach. We are talking about the pasuk of Toiv Lachasos B'Hashem, that the Vilna Gaon explains that it is better to rely, to seek refuge by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not promise He will save you, than mi b'toyach ba'adam, than relying on a human being that did promise He will save you, even the most trustworthy human being. So how does a person develop feelings of Toiv Lachasos B'Hashem, to seek refuge by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's a very interesting pasuk in the parak of Yoyishev B'Seser Elyon. The pasuk says, Ki ato Hashem machsi. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are my machse. You are my refuge. Elyon samta me'oinecha. You placed your dwelling place, Elyon, above it all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's position is above anything else that exists in this world. And there's a very important message in that pasuk. The Yetzer Hara tries to portray as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very far away. And in order to reach Him, you have to have tremendous levels. And in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save you, we need a nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come down and get involved in this world as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not intimately here. And that is a terrible mistake in understanding the essence of Bitachon and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the concept of Elyon, the concept of being above it all, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the advantage in any situation. And when we develop feelings as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very far away, and right now I have my silly things that I'm busy with, and Hashem is far away from it, that means in this instance, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save me, He has to come. He has to make a trip from where He is. He has to come here. And that's not Elyon. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not always have the advantage, because someone that's here can save me more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's far away. And the concept of Elyon means not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above, meaning He's in Shemayim. That's not the point. The point of Elyon is He always has the advantage in any situation, which means He is above any situation, meaning there is no situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is removed, and He has, so to speak, a disadvantage that He can't come save me right away. And therefore we turn to people that we perceive are right here, and they have much more of an advantage to help me, so to speak, and that's why I turn to them. We have to ingrain in ourselves that the Ribbono Shel Olam always has the advantage. No matter what the situation is, no matter where the problem is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Elyon. He is always the upper advantage in any situation. I have to drive that home into my head and repeat to myself, Ki ato Hashem machsi, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are my refuge. Why can I rely on you? Why can I feel protected by you? Because you're Elyon Samta Me'inecha. Because you placed your dwelling place Elyon. But the point is not that you're Elyon in Shemayim. The point is that you're above any situation. You always have the advantage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has home team advantage. He is always right here, ready to save you. It's just up to us to feel the Ki Ato Hashem Machsi. When we feel Toiv Lachasos B'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us that He's Elyon, He will show us that He has the advantage in every situation, and He will send us Yeshuas.